Many of us love stories. I've been drawn in lately to a number of cop dramas on Netflix, and I'm in the middle book of a trilogy. I find myself thinking about these characters even when I'm not watching or reading. This week, I want us to get caught up in the story of Palm Sunday and Passion Week in that same kind of way. We want to hear these texts and get inside them. Ken said this week that we should throw confetti or have streamers instead of palms, because that is more how we celebrate today. Or if we would have a parade, that's what we would be doing. Maybe picture yourself in a parade or a big crowd. Maybe it's before the big game or welcoming somebody who is victorious. The roar of the crowd, chattering and cheering. I can imagine a big crowd. Yesterday, I went to the March for Our Lives in DC, standing against gun violence. I have rosy, sunburned cheeks to show for it. I know the energy of a crowd, the crush of people, and the cheers as we wanted to add our voices and support to what was being said. But maybe on this Palm Sunday, we need to look to other cultures. Jesus entering the city was not as a hero who had done something. They were welcoming Jesus with hope and expectation that he would do something. Think of maybe an African culture where they greet visitors with singing and dancing as they are on the road into a village. The welcoming itself is the party. So as we listen again to the Mark text, pick a character and sit with them. What are they thinking, feeling, seeing, smelling, or hearing? Are you running to cut a branch from the field? Or are you a disciple who is feeling slightly strange or proud of your master and going to get his donkey, being able to speak with his authority? Are you caught up in the crowd, cheering now, but with a dark underbelly? What must Jesus have been feeling? Listen to the story and let it wash over you.
When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them that Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that had been cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
Here on Palm Sunday, we get to shout our praises to God. Hosanna! A joyful exclamation of praise for deliverance granted or deliverance anticipated. Or said differently, praise God, we are saved. As we hear the psalm passage read, I want you to think about, what are we thankful for? Think about, how do we praise God? Maybe wave your hands a little bit, kind of like we waved our palms earlier, as we praise God hearing this text. The Old Testament passages that we read today are hard to read without thinking that they are talking about this Palm Sunday, this entry moment, even though they were written so long before it happened. So let's hear the joy, be caught up in the praise, and rejoice, for God's love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
In Hymnal Worship Book, number 642. 642. And let's stand together to sing.
Thank you.
the psalm is the crest of the roller coaster of this week, then we, as we turn to the next passage, we start the plunge into all that this week holds. There are layers upon layers of complexity and significance to this moment. So stand with Jesus in this experience. Jesus is the one at the very center of the story, but who knows that this will be a difficult week. Life-altering, not only for Jesus, but for the whole world, for all eternity. Jesus is steeped in the texts and the stories of his tradition. As I hear this text, I see a shadow cross the face of Jesus. He is slowly stepping away from the crowd and his disciples and following the path towards the ending that waits in Friday. So let us stand in that moment with Jesus. Let us sing and then listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah.
Again from hymnal worship book number 252. 252. We're going to sing only the fourth stanza, but before we do that, I invite you to take just a minute to read it, so as you sing it, you can make it your own language.
The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen to those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn the backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up.
We come to our last text. We sink deeper into the reality that Jesus was facing. But he did not draw back, fight back, or withdraw. Jesus was offered the welcome of a hero and a conqueror. But he knew that this week would hold a different kind of fight. Jesus will have to face his own humanity and his divinity. And he will choose to let his friends betray him and still be calm in the face of the mocking crowd. This is the God we follow, who turns everything upside down with a plot twist that was completely unexpected. All will come to God, but it is not through a show of might, but through gentle humility, wrapped in a human form. Jesus was not self-protective, but open. I invite you to listen now with that openness.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
What are these competing visions for us in 2018? And what are the similarities to the time of Jesus? We stand in the space in between. And I ask you, how are you joining with the passion of Jesus this week? This week, we are in human flesh, praising God and entering in to the mystery, wonder, rejoicing, and tragedy that is this day and this week.